This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In Jharkhand, campaigning is in full swing for the second phase of assembly elections in the state. Leaders of both the NDA and India Bloc are addressing voters across the state to garner support for their party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed an election meeting in Dhanbad. He alleged that the JMM government is allowing infiltrators in the state. On the other hand, addressing an election meeting at Sarad in Devghar, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren accused the BJP for the backwardness of Jharkhand. Leaders of RJD, AJSU and left parties are also addressing poll rallies in different parts of the state. The second phase of polling will be held on the 20th of this month, while counting will take place on the 23rd of November. Political activity is gaining momentum across the state of Maharashtra as campaigning intensifies for the upcoming assembly elections. Senior leaders from all major political parties are canvassing at various locations in support of their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has stated that Maharashtra must take the lead in the nation's path towards a Viksit Bharat, and as part of this vision, several modern infrastructure projects are currently underway in the state. Addressing an election rally in Chhatrapati Shambhaji Nagar district of Marathwada, he highlighted that investment agreements bringing in over 70,000 crore rupees have been signed for the region, and projects worth more than 45,000 crore rupees are already operational in Marathwada. The Prime Minister emphasized various developmental initiatives in the region, including the Samruddhi Highway, railways modernization, industrial parks, and textile parks. He assured that these projects would attract major companies to the area, thereby creating new opportunities and employment in Marathwada. Addressing a rally in the tribal-dominated Nandurbar district, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi assured that all promises made in the MVA's manifesto would be fulfilled if they were voted to power. Dominica has announced to confer its highest national honour to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Dominica Award of Honour will be bestowed to the Prime Minister in recognition of his contributions to Dominica during the COVID-19 pandemic and his dedication to strengthening the partnership between India and Dominica. President of Dominica, Sylvanie Burton, will confer the award during the upcoming India CARICOM Summit, scheduled to take place in Georgetown, Guyana from the 19th to the 21st of this month. According to the statement of the Prime Minister's Office of Dominica, India supplied Dominica with 70,000 doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine during the pandemic in February 2021. President Draupadi Murmu will deliver a message to the nation on the eve of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas at 8 p.m. this evening. Akashvani Delhi will broadcast the message by President Murmu on its Indraprastha, Akashvani Live News 24/7, FM Gold and FM Rainbow channels. Janjatiya Gaurav Divas will be observed tomorrow to commemorate the birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. This day honours the contributions of tribal communities to the nation's history and culture. President's message will be rebroadcast tomorrow in all primary channels, local radio stations and all channels of FM Gold and FM Rainbow Network of Akashvani at 8:45 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will grace the function of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas being organised by the Ministry of Tribal Affairs at Jamui in Bihar tomorrow. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that the outcome of National Learning Week Karmyogi Saptah has been amazing, and it brought together Karmyogis from across the nation, uniting in the spirit of capacity building and continuous learning. The 43rd India International Trade Fair, IITF, has begun at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal inaugurated the 14-day event. The theme of this year's fair is Viksit Bharat at 2047. In badminton, India's two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu lost to Michelle Lee of Canada in the women's singles pre-quarterfinals of the Kumamoto Masters Japan 2024 this morning. Another Indian shuttler, Lakshya Sen, also made an early exit after losing to Malaysia's Ling Chun Hao. And that is the end of this news bulletin.